Morning, I'm Ellen Barr. I'm aware of the time, and I want to thank Steve for speaking to things that I was planning to talk about as well, so I won't have to cover it. Last year, this church completed a wonderful exercise. We went through a period of discernment, or like I like to think of it as reflection. And we reached deep inside us to define what our values are as a congregation. What are the ideas and goals and commitments that bind us as a common faith? And the statements we came out with, I think, can truly resonate with every member of this congregation. I'd like to encourage you all to go to the church website and read the full text of the value statements that we came up with. I'm going to give you just a few examples of these, and I'm going to keep them short for the sake of brevity. And I ask you if they're not a reflection of what draws us to this church and defines what we want our church to be. Here goes. We're a caring community, and we ensure that members have the support of people who connect them to the church. We provide a place where members feel free to question their beliefs and find support in seeking their own personal insights into life's meaning and value. We give our children opportunities to develop and be appreciated for their individual interests and strengths, and to value and celebrate diversity. We're a strong and generous presence in the community, and we contribute funding and church member involvement to outreach programs. And we participate fully in the UU denomination and join with and support other UU churches. Steve referred to the five-year plan, and the five-year plan, which you've seen all over in the newsletter, at our meetings, is an opportunity for us to move to a model where we are making available a sum of money that is now currently going to support operating expenses. I don't want to give the idea that I know what the endowment should pay for or what our pledge dollars should pay for. That's an accounting discussion that will take place in other corners. I feel personally that we're a very fortunate congregation because we have an endowment that provides a significant amount of income every year. And I feel my vision is to look for ways, special ways, to spend it. Living out our values is multidimensional. It has to do with the ways we teach our children, the generosity and kindness we extend to others, and the voice we raise in the community. But our choices around money are also a reflection of our values. I believe that the money we can make available from the endowment can enable us to give action to our values and deepen our congregational connections. What about a wonderful new program in RE, a specialized teacher on loan, something that becomes available, but it's outside the RE budget? We could bring in a program to the church, enrich our classes, put the word out in the community, and attract new children to our programs along with their families. This isn't a new theme, but what about our less than ideal piano? What value does music have in our congregation? What value does it have in our community presence? We could have the money to purchase that new piano and fill this great sanctuary, opening the church to many new visitors. What if we learn of a new or struggling UU congregation? We could offer dollars to that congregation as well as guidance to help it get established and develop a close relationship with another UU church. We might even partner with the UU congregation abroad. There are many churches that are doing that now. But most important, what about responding to a social or economic need in the community? What if we have an opportunity to make a significant difference in the lives of people in our community? Consider a local affordable housing project that's lacking the last 5% of the needed funding, and we can provide it. What if we learn of a program, an additional program needed at a healthcare clinic, and we're in a position to sponsor it? My vision is that we are tapped into the needs of the community and can respond creatively and generously. And clearly, GSOP is a wonderful example of that. Social outreach may be our most deeply felt value. Our church has a long history of generous giving. We partake every Sunday through the collections we take for many different needs in the community. But there are outreach projects, such as those I just mentioned, that we cannot accomplish through Sunday collections. Projects that really make a difference in the community. We may have the opportunity to save an important organization or project from failing. We may be able to provide a group the ability to expand into a new area of need. This is what we're trying to do now with the Dental Connection. We may even initiate a project of our own. Transformational outreach is where we can give significant dollars and member involvement, which makes a difference in the community, which gives us presence in the community, and strikes at the heart of our values as a congregation. We're a congregation of creative, engaged people. When we set our minds to tangibly express our values on ways to build on and promote those ideals that we share, we will surely deepen our connections, strengthen our values, and attract new and like-minded people into our congregation. Thank you.